broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 17th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the inspired checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. Pure application of the principles that made America great can do it again. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Racism, Schmacism, the name of the book by James Edwards. James Edwards, also well-known talker, talk show host of The Political Cesspool, thepoliticalcesspool.org, also known as TPC. And TPC is syndicated by the Liberty News Radio Network every Saturday evening, 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 to 9 Central. Check it out, TPC, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You can listen to the broadcast live every Saturday evening or via the archives available anytime at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, James Edwards.
Sam, thank you so much for the very kind and gracious introduction. And I just want to testify here to your amazing audience that they have not partied until they've partied with Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby. I don't know if you've shared with them that the fact that you were in Memphis a couple of weeks ago. And let me tell you something, guys. These two men will run you into the ground. There ain't nobody that can do it longer and harder than Sam and Kirk.
Yeah, that's that good old clean living, you know? No drugs and alcohol, and we just ready to rock and roll, right?
Well, I get you. Perhaps using the word party conjures up a negative image. I'm talking about all good, clean, family, constitutional, liberty-loving stuff, of course, going to church and talking about the issues that matter most pertaining to the reclamation of America's destiny. But these guys do not tire out, I tell you. They've got a lot more energy and stamina and vigor than I do. But I say all that to say this. These two men are national treasures, and I hope you all love them and appreciate them as much as I do. But as much as you feel this familial bond, listening to them Monday, you know, through Friday here on the network, it pales in comparison to being able to spend a little time with them in person. And I'm lucky to have the opportunity to do that on a semi-regular basis, and of course my family loves them just as much, and that's what it's all about in the end. God, family, country.
Amen to that.
Well, we
thank
had,
you, James.
And we echo the sentiments. We had a great time meeting the first time with Henry. You know, it was our first opportunity, and your daughter as well, and of course your wife. I mean, you are a man very blessed, James.
Yeah, the men are men, and the women are women. Good old James's house, just like the good Lord intended.
Well, we are traditionalists, and let me tell you, that's right, because the last time y'all were here in Memphis, Henry was 1 week shy of being born, and now he's about 7 months old, and we had the opportunity to introduce y'all to him. But anyway, let me tell you something, everybody. At the end of the day, this is, again, what it's all about, and it's great to be able to have people. You know, it's important to have heroes. It is important to have heroes, and it's important to have people who are out there fighting for our people and worthy of support, and you've got two of them here. And I'm not saying anything that people don't already know, but I wanted to say that. This is my first time on the show since y'all were here, and I felt led to do that.
Well, thank you, sir. And by the way, just like Steve Voss says, when we talk about heroes, renegades are mine. People who stand up for liberty, people who have, you know, those are the people who supported Jesus Christ back in the day. Those are the people who have fought wars for our independence. Those are the people that truly understand that our liberty is at stake. We talked last hour, though. We did a simulcast with Paul Jensen and Jen Lee Tobias with another radio talk show on a large station in Salt Lake City, Utah, AM 630 KTKK. Anyway, in the simulcast, Paul asked Sam and Kurt the question, and I want to ask you this question, too. Is it over for the United States of America? A lot of people believe we're done. Stick a fork in it. The tyrannical thugs have won. We've lost. Sam and Kurt say not even maybe. Okay, this is the best country on the face of the earth, folks, and we talked about that. And I know we got a lot of problems. But we remain positive in our outlook for America because George Washington had a vision and saw that we win in the end. We are on God's side. God is the author of our liberty, James. Is it over, sir?
I can be compelled in any direction on that. There are people who make convincing cases that the America that we fight for, that we know and love, cannot be reclaimed using the current political apparatus because it is so much bought and paid for. And with the media now, you have a juggernaut that is just too impossible to overcome. However, hope springs eternal, and I am an eternal optimist. And I do look to the future with more excitement than many in our circles. And so, you know, I am never willing to surrender. And in fact, that's the tagline of our show, no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. So I give up nothing. I surrender nothing. But I'll tell you this, the thing that makes it most difficult, people think that there's some vast conspiracy in play. And I guess to an extent you could say that that's true, but it's certainly not one that's hidden. You just get people. This is the biggest problem that we face. You get people who, in some rare, you know, most of the time, politics attracts people with sociopathic tendencies, people who are sociopaths by nature. But on the rare occasion when you get somebody who stands for constitutionalism and limited government, the things that we all champion, they go in there with perhaps decent intentions. If you're talking about a state-level senator or even a freshman congressman on the national scene. But it is just so easy and seductive to get to fall in love with status and getting invited to the right cocktail parties. And people say, you know, what is this going on? Is this some evil spell? Is it a curse? It's just as simple as wanting to fit in with the in crowd and getting these lavish, all expenses paid vacations and whatever your poison is, whatever your vice is, having that at your feet. And as long as you go along with what the head table wants, you're going to have a path of no resistance. You'll be in there until you decide to retire, and your family will be taken care of. And so many people, you know, this is one of the curses that it seems to afflict Americans, is that we have become far too individualistic, and we look out for ourselves more than our kinsmen. And that's something that needs to change. So, you know, I went around the bush in a couple of directions to answer your question. My answer would be, Sam, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question, and it's going to change your attitude, and you will know. You ready?
Okay.
Whose side are you on, sir?
I'm on God's side.
Is he going to lose?
No.
Then how can you lose, sir?
Well, we were not going to lose ultimately, Sam, but that's not to say that America itself, the America that we're fighting for, the reclamation of America, the Constitutional Republic, is necessarily in his long-term plan.
All right, so let's talk about what is America? And is it the framework that we know called the 50 states? Is America known as the boundaries around, say, Mississippi or Tennessee or Utah or whatever? Those boundaries, is that America? Or is America a viewpoint that God is who we look to for our blessings and our protection, not government? God is where the author of our liberty resides, not government. We have God-given unalienable rights. We are equals in the sense that we have equal standing before God with regards to his commandments and the laws of the land. Okay, it's a viewpoint of understanding based on principle rather than I submit to you a piece of paper or a bureaucrat in D.C.
Well, let me tell you, this is something I want all of your audience to think about. Here's what America is. America is its people. And this is one of the biggest problems we're going to have in reclaiming America. The way we would like to see it done is that, you know, when we are taking out the founding stock and replacing them with people from the third world who have no sense and no allegiance to limited government, no sense of what, you know, our freedoms are in Constitution. When you change the people, when the demographics change, everything changes. And so, you know, by that standard of measurement, it's going to be increasingly difficult unless we rein in these obscenely offensive immigration policies and a lot of other things. You know, I have no allegiance at all to a plot of land. You know, my nation, my people is my nation. And there's a difference between a country, which is a plot of land set up with certain laws, and the nation, the people who produced that country. Now, we were very lucky and blessed that Christians, you know, founded America. And, you know, people from Europe had this sense, you know, going back to the traditions of the Magna Carta and came over here and gave us a wonderful template, you know, the American experiment. But as the people change, everything changes, and you know, the current demographic trends don't suggest that that's going to make it any easier for us in our quest.
There's no question the followers of Christ have had to go through tough times in the past, and as they follow the Prince of Peace, hey, he went through it all. Even gave his life. And so I'm not suggesting that it's going to be a cakewalk or that it's going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. I just merely say that it's possible. And I'm telling you right now, there will be a free people to meet their king when he returns again.
I looked at a very interesting map that was recently published by the New York Times.
Hang tight. The details of the map in seconds. You got James Edwards on the radio with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, is America done? Should you stick in a fork in it? Kurt and Sam say, not even maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the freest country on the face of the earth. Yeah, we got problems. There's ways to resolve them, and we can trust God. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Well-known commentator and talker, author as well, James Edwards, riding shotgun today, host of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out today. So, James, you were saying you got this map in what, the New York Times? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was from the New York Times. This goes into what we were talking about earlier, which is a fascinating conversation, Sam, and I'm glad that we're having it here on your outstanding program. Can America
We be always safe? Have fascinating conversations, sir.
Well, that's for sure. But the New York Times was saying basically in this map, it shaded in the areas by county where self-proclaimed conservative Christians live, and the entire South was just, you know, dark, and then Utah was dark. And so when we're talking about, and then there was a couple of other, you know, Midwestern red states you know, that generally lean Republican.
Don't say it was dark. They'll think you're a racist if you do that. You know what I mean?
Well, it was dark purple. So, you know, and some of them were lightly shaded in the Midwest, and then, of course, the left coast in New York and the eastern seaboard, northeast, was not at all. And so, you know, can America be saved? You got to take back the media, first of all. I mean, that's absolutely essential. We're going to need a revival. And then we have got to do something about the changing demographics of this country. Otherwise, the answer is no. However, you know, again, talking about, yeah, we're on God's side. We know ultimately we're going to win in a spiritual and an eternal sense. But that's not to say that we understand what his plan is for America. And it's certainly a waste that the greatest country in the history of recorded civilization could devolve into this sort of, you know, what with the 4th of July coming up, you know, what does it mean to be an American now? Well, according to the media and the federal government, it means that you support transgenderism. You support so-called homosexual marriage. You support abortion. You know, this is what it means to be an American now in this day and age. And so, you know, you look at the history of Europe. Would it be so bad if America balkanized? Would it be so bad if we lost a few states? You know, I'm not talking about necessarily secession, although I think that should be an option on the table. But would it be so bad? You know, you look at state governments like Alabama and Mississippi. These are outstanding states. You know, I'm biased as a Southerner, but, you know, the governments in these states look not that too unfamiliar to what the entire country looked like just a few decades ago. Would it be so bad if we cut out California and New York? You cut out California and New York, and you got America back tomorrow. You know, but unfortunately, these two states have the ability with the Electoral College and through their domination of the media to turn the rudder, you know, by themselves. And so you've got this elite cabal, you know, of really only a handful of people skewing the perspective of where this country's going.
You got that right. And I find it fascinating, though. Think about it. Since Adam and Eve, Satan and his embodied minions have been trying to create a tyranny for almost 6,000 years. They've never got it done yet, James.
Well, they're darn close here in America now, and of course, America is.
But I even challenge that though. We talk about how close they are as you and I walk around free. You and I can spend every day at least with our families in relative peace. I'm not saying there's never any danger anywhere, but I'm just saying for the most part, it's very peaceful. You can go to the park with your little daughter and your son and your wife and have a peaceful picnic. You can get on the radio and say what you want to say without thugs knocking on your door. You can go every Sunday and worship your God. You got a lot of problems economically speaking, but you're still living in pretty good circumstances. You're better off than 99% of the world.
That's right.
And so I'm afraid oftentimes when bad things happen, or we tend to look at things so horrible when they're really not that horrible at all. When you think about every day you wake up above ground, as the rappers say, is a good day. But you can really walk around in relative peace, though, too, can't you? Your life is really, sure, it's frustrating when they got all kinds of regulations, and it's frustrating. I don't deny that. However, what really can James not do that he wants to do on a daily basis? And the answer is very little.
Well, you're right about that. That's an important point. It is important that we remain objective in our commentaries and our critiques. And so what you say is true, and I'm not an alarmist. I'm, you know, you get those Chicken Little types out there that every day they believe that the sky is falling and this is the end of the world as we know it, and everything's going to change, and they're going to come and knock on the door. Now, everything you say is true, Sam, but let me tell you, what people have to remember, again, in the spirit of being objective, is that everything that you just celebrated, and rightly so, is becoming increasingly tenuous. I mean, they are already doing beta tests all over the place. You know, we see it from time to time, you know, with the Christian bakeries, you know, being forced out of business and shut down. I believe now even in Montana, for the first time in American history, you have someone facing a prison sentence for something he said, not a hate crime, a so-called hate crime or anything that involved any action, but just for spoken words and commentaries, not threats or violence, mind you, just political commentary. This is in, I believe, Flathead County, Montana. So, I'm telling you, yeah, everything you said is true. I want to see that it remains that way, and that those safeguards are.
And let me tell you what it's going to take, James. It's the American people right now are too apathetic and they're not focused. For example, this person said something, and then, hey, they want to go ahead and barbecue him or burn him at the stake, virtually speaking, for saying what he said. Where's the million Americans that put a dollar into basically giving him a war chest to fight that in court? When a Christian bakery or a Christian whatever says, I'm not going to bake a cake for gays and lesbians, it's not out of hate, it's against my belief to back their sinning agenda, I'm not going to cook it. Where's the million Americans that put in $1 each to say, here's $1 million, now we're going to hire the best attorney in the country, we're going to clean their clock and stop this garbage? They're not there. Okay? And until Americans lose enough liberty to decide that it matters to them, then we're going to continue to lose ground like that. But I'm telling you, the second the American people start to be negatively impacted enough where they say, hey, you know what? I don't need my Mountain Dew every day. I'm going to put a dollar into liberty. I'm going to skip a pizza this week, and I'm going to put it into liberty. Until the American people get united, we are going to lose ground. It's simple to understand. However, the fix is simple to understand as well.
Well, one thing I want to say to piggyback on your most recent comments is that, we can highlight a lot of problems, the media, education, on and on and on, all of these institutions of power that have been completely co-opted and subverted and perverted by people who hate America and hate Christ and hate everything that a decent person would stand for. But all of that's true. How did they get that power? How did they get the ability? How did they gain the ability to do that? It's because of, as you mentioned, apathy. And that is the biggest problem. I posted to my website last week an article entitled The Rise of the Idiots. And it talks about, I think, the IQ points of Westerners, Europeans and traditional Americans have fallen, double digits in just the last few decades. Our brains are literally shrinking as we, completely consume ourselves in bread and circus and, obesity levels, just basically everything that you could do to hurt yourself, we're doing by our own free will.
You're right about that. Let me give you a drop in the bucket example to make the point. You mentioned that we got to take the media back, and I concur. I've been one of the biggest advocates for that for a long time. So has Kurt. However, in your area, we got offered a radio station that we could have paid for to be on 24/7 monthly, and it would have taken about what, $4,500 to make happen.
I think maybe even $4,000 a month for a radio station that covers one of the biggest cities in the country. And you're talking about 24/7 programming that, of course, would be streaming to a worldwide audience.
All right. Now, that would take 400 Americans to put in basically a pizza a month, $10. $10 a month from 400 Americans would raise $4,000 a month, right?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay. That could be done in the blink of an eye if you had a few patriots that, hey, this matters to us, okay? But again, when the American people are not engaged, it's not going to happen until their ox is gored, so to speak, until they see a sea change, a wake-up call to the point where they say, hey, this matters. We're not going to see a change. Let me move to a couple of other topics, but I think they dovetail quite nicely. Okay. You got this girl, this Rachel, whatever her name is. What's her last name?
I'm not sure about the pronunciation, but you're talking
Dolezal.
Whatever.
Right.
Rachel Dolezal then basically had to quit the NAACP because she's white. They outed her as white. But yet, you got this goofball Jenner, Bruce, who can say he's a woman and everybody must go along. Very interesting, to say the least. Now Rush Limbaugh goes public with some statements that Sam McCurt have been making. Rush must be listening to Liberty Roundtable details in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a little bit of Steve Voss to fire up the broadcast, huh? Listen to the words, ladies and gentlemen.
From Nazareth he came with ragtag band to bring a revolution. Some would make him king, others couldn't stand for that. The cross was a solution, but he rose again. Wise men follow him, but he rose again. Wise men follow him.
And we follow him, ladies and gentlemen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. We got James Edwards, the Political Cesspool talk show host, riding shotgun, thepoliticalcesspool.org on your radio. And we're talking about this Rush Limbaugh scenario. I think he's listening to Liberty Roundtable. When we heard about Bruce Jenner deciding he identifies as a woman, and now we hear this Rachel chick running around saying she identifies as black, Sam Bushman said, I identify as an NBA player.
I think we can call Rachel. I think we can call Rachel. Rachel Dolezal kind of rhymes with weasel. So
there you
might
go.
Help you on that.
All right, good. Dolezal weasel. But now Rush Limbaugh is listening to the Liberty Roundtable live because he wants to identify. Rush Limbaugh now goes public with a brand new identity. Yeah, he says, I officially announce that I'm skinny and I identify as skinny now, and I don't need to work on a diet anymore. I identify as a skinny man. What do you think, James?
Well, spent, I guess, an hour and a half addressing this topic last Saturday night on the Political Cesspool. And
by the way, thepoliticalcesspool.org if you want to hear the on-demand version of the broadcast.
This entire world, Sam, has apparently gone insane, and I use the word apparently as a qualifier because, again, if perception is the ultimate reality, the media has made this the reality. But as we know, most middle Americans, working class Americans, still fundamentally identify, to use the word, with what we are advocating for on this radio program. Fundamentally, that resonates with them much more than this madness. But to pretend that a man can be a woman and that a white person can be a black person, it's totally different than saying I sympathize with another group of people. I more identify with their issues. That's different than saying you are biologically one of them. And to have doctors going along with this, cowing to political correctness, having all of these people, just all of a sudden, and it just went on a dime. All of a sudden, the entire media was saying, "Oh yeah, sure, of course, Bruce Jenner was born a female," and no one is asking the tough question. In fact, Wikipedia, as we mentioned, celebrated Caitlyn Jenner's birthday. So I asked a question on the program last week on our show. I said, is Caitlyn Jenner a two-week-old that just happens to look like a 65-year-old man? I mean, what's going on here? Nobody's answering this. Did Bruce Jenner ever exist? What about that? It's completely insane. This thing with Rachel Dolezal, however, is I guess Bruce Jenner you could just chalk up to as a cross-dresser, a drag queen, a transvestite. He's mentally ill, but, he's not the first. But what's going, this phenomenon, this cultural phenomenon with Dolezal is a little more troubling to me because, everybody should be proud of their unique cultural heritage and to be proud of how God.
But I got a greater question for her, though. Why does it matter if she wants to identify as black or white or whatever else? Why would she even want to identify that way? Why can't she just say, hey, I'm a white person and I want to advocate for black people? I believe that they're not getting a fair, a shake here, and I want to help them and be kind to them. She can reach out. But why, if she's not a racist, why would she want to identify as a different race anyway? That denotes that she believes there's a difference, right?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. And again, this was explored in some detail on our show this last week where this topic, dominated the conversation. Two things. Number one, there's this mythological notion of white privilege. I mean, we now have a society that's reversed racist against whites, and it favors a less qualified applicants based on the color of their skin in the form.
Now, hold on. She actually sued over this idea. She went to a predominantly black school. Why we would have those in a non-racist country is interesting. Nevertheless, she basically sued that black school, saying she was discriminated against because she was white.
Well, at some point, the psychological trauma must have become too much for her to bear. But I had read in some articles that after she graduated, I believe it was from Howard University, which is, as you mentioned, a predominantly black university, and it's known as that. After she graduated, she was just another white person with a degree who couldn't find work. And so she went through this transformation. We actually had before and after pictures on our website. I said she looked like the actress Laura Linney before she started putting on blackface. And that's basically what she's done. She has transformed her physical appearance to be more black. And she has styled her hair in the ways that black women do. And it's really there's some deep psychological trauma there. And her parents, as we found out, had adopted for black children. Now, there's nothing wrong with being benevolent and being kind and being charitable and wanting the best for all of humanity, but I believe that charity must begin at home. And if you don't prefer your own biological kids to the children of others, there's something wrong with you. So I think her parents are largely responsible for the mess that this woman's life has become, because when you see four children come in and who don't share your culture, don't share many of the things that make you uniquely you, and you see your inheritance and your birthright being split five ways, and I know that three of them eventually got booted out for bad behavior, imagine that. But, this had to play a toll. And all of this phenomenon, particularly with a lot of our people, Sam, with a lot of Christians, of adopting people from all over the world except for those who might fit in the best with their particular family. We don't know the psychological impact of that because it is a relatively new phenomenon. So I suggest that this may have played, an adverse. Well,
and they're going to try to basically declare all of us mentally ill as they continue to create divide lines on every subject, including the drought, Kurt. There's a headline that says, couple paints American flag. And I know this sounds like it's a different topic, but it's really the same, Kurt. Couple paints American flag.
Well, that's right, James. Out in California, where, I'm not telling you there's no God-fearing people, but you got, the senator, the representatives, and then, of course, the all the Hollywood types that are a little less than your Midwest God-fearing people, in my opinion. Well, they're dealing with a drought, an ongoing drought, and one family, in an effort to kind of spruce up their brown lawn, they basically bought a whole bunch of spray cans and spray painted a nice American flag on their lawn. So at least I guess you could say they're making the best of the worst of times, huh?
Are they allowed to do that, Kurt?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. This has got to be some kind of a federal.
Somebody got to haul those guys off to the clink without getting a permit for that. Come on.
Good point.
This is crazy.
I was watching Good Morning America earlier this morning, and they were talking about this issue. It was sandwiched in between the fact that the Donald has announced his bid for president. And, on one hand, he's not going to be the guy that's going to take America back, but at least he's going to be entertaining. I don't mean to change the subject on y'all's show. And at least he'll go after these castrated eunuchs that are baking up the current GOP presidential field. Any thoughts on that? Have y'all covered that? I hate to ask a question on your show. That's not my right, but I'm curious because I've been fascinated with this whole thing this morning.
Cover the Donald?
Yeah.
We mentioned that Donald is running, and there's starting to be more and more details about his run. He's starting to be very flamboyant, as he always is. He's starting to really say, hey, Jeb Bush can't possibly win. Look, this guy's for Common Core, and this guy's for this and that. However, I suggest to you that Donald Trump will be a derailing influence. He'll almost turn it into theater. It'll almost be more and more of a circus. He'll advocate for his own financial well-being. He'll say a lot of things that are right so that people kind of like him, but at the same time, he'll really marginalize the Republicans, and they'll kind of say, see, this is what the Republicans bring to the table. Look at this wacko out here. And they'll do their very best to marginalize good ideas under his manipulation. So he'll be used as a pawn for sure.
Sam, I think your assessment is spot on. You must have been following politics before today or something like that. But no, you're exactly right, as you so often are. However, some of his bombastic rhetoric even struck a chord with me, and I know he's just a showman and just there and not a guy that's going to lead us back to where we need to go. But I did like political theatrics that he's got.
All right, hold on. Stay there. We'll talk about it in seconds. James Edwards with us, thepoliticalcesspool.org, on your radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago,
ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it's just crazy stuff everywhere. With barbs and bluster, Donald Trump barges in to the 2016 White House race, Yahoo News. And don't worry, the Warriors did win the NBA title, so you're all good. You can just sit back and enjoy the bread and circus and have a great time.
That's what. Now we're finally covering something important on the show.
Darn right. Now, I'm telling you right now, LeBron got a smackdown, and that was kind of interesting. But all I'm telling you is this is very fascinating when we talk about this Donald Trump thing. I believe he's going to play the marginalize any conservative Republican idea. Okay, he's going to play that spoiler role. So you and I believe immigration is a serious problem. And so what he'll do is he'll go off the rails on immigration to the point where anybody who then brings up that we got to protect our borders or protect America or reduce immigration or stop illegal immigration, etc., they'll just be laughed at and snorted at and go, "You're one of those Trumpers, aren't you? Ha ha ha. You're off the rails. You're crazy." And he'll just play that spoiler on every topic, just like he did on the birther issue. He pretended he really wanted to get Barack's birth certificate, but yet he really did nothing to make that happen, okay? He offered Barack a bunch of money, for example, to release the birth certificate, and Barack said, "No way." But what he didn't do is fund Joe Arpaio to the tunes of millions of dollars to guarantee success, okay? Look, he's not real, folks, and I'm telling you right now, he's going to be used as the spoiler. He'll come up with a crazy idea on whatever topic that they want to marginalize the Republicans on, make a fool out of it. Pretty soon, Shaqt and a fool will be mocking Trump. All I'm telling you is it's crazy, folks, and if you believe Donald Trump is really going to bring issues to the table, sound common sense issues to solve things, when was the last time he put in $10 billion to shut down the IRS? Okay, he isn't for real, folks. Write it down and remember who told you first, James.
Well, Sam, again, you'll probably be proven prophetic on that. And I have a very loose and indirect history with Trump. I've, of course, never met him or talked to him and have no desire to. But when I was working for Pat Buchanan in 2000, he briefly, of course, considered running for the Reform Party nomination. And at that point, that was last year, the Reform Party received federal matching funds as a result of Perot's strong appearance in 1996. They were getting matching funds from the federal government to run their candidate campaign, millions of dollars. Not that he would need it. But anyway, he briefly flirted with throwing his hat in the ring and challenging Buchanan, but he walked away saying there was just too many racists in the Reform Party. Anybody that could even consider welcoming Buchanan into the party. So, you know, it's just more of the same you're going to get from him and on that level. And so you know, for that, that's the ultimate turnoff to me, you know, discrediting.
Yeah, you know what? Donald Trump running for office reminds me of the Bee Gees. I started a joke, and the joke's on me. You ever heard that song from the Bee Gees?
A good song, Sam.
That's what it reminds me of, though, is that this is just a mockery, folks. Look, if Trump wanted to be serious, why doesn't he sit down with Sam Bushman and say, I'm going to make the new media take center stage, and I'm going to fund it? Okay, he's not for reals, folks. I'm telling you right now. He's going to play the spoiler. He's going to mock every issue. He's going to sound good, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't pass the smell test in terms of really getting things done.
Well, I agree. And, of course, I didn't intend to derail the conversation back into that, especially if y'all had already covered it. But it was getting back to what you talked about the water shortage, they had covered that on Good Morning America and instantly went into covering. Stephanopoulos had an interview with Trump, and they played some of the excerpts of his announcement speech. But, you know, the greatest thing we could do about this water shortage, especially in California and the West where they've got such a drought, is, and I think the smartest thing was just to bring in, you know, continue to do what we've been doing as a country, keep bringing in millions and millions of illegal aliens who are going to demand more water.
Yeah, that ought to fix it for sure. What we really ought to do, though, is we ought to take off the gloves and decrease regulations so that the American people could build a way to turn salt water into clean, pure, usable water. It could be done. It's done in other countries. We could do it faster, cheaper, better if we'd take off the gloves and decrease regulation and leave the American people to solve the problem.
Or they could just go put in a pump over there at Mammoth Springs. You know what I'm talking about, Sam?
Yes, they could. Kurt Crosby watched that sucker pour. What is it, Kurt? How many was it? 9 million? No.
Yep. Nine-something million.
Whatever, million
gallons an hour.
An hour coming out of that sucker. And that's just one of many springs in the heart of America. Maybe the people can move where the water is, too, and let some of these other places just, you know, go by the wayside. But there's brides that are raging, too, Kurt. You don't get the brides mad in America. I'm telling you right now, it's about as bad as LeBron losing. You know what I mean?
That's a great point, Sam. You know, when you look at this, I was going to say young lady, but she basically was... She found herself at the Waldorf Astoria. Now, you know, I guess it takes about $1 million to have a reception at the Waldorf. And apparently there was a shooting as part of the, it wasn't planned, but, you know, it happened. Somebody's gun basically went off accidentally and some people were injured. And the Waldorf basically canceled her reception. Now, you know, I don't know if the Waldorf understands this, but I don't think you want to, you know, you think shooting is rough at his place. You cancel a bride's reception. Now, you got some troubles going on there.
The scorn of a woman.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
anyway, the bottom line is I guess they went ahead and got married anyway. But
good. They're going to run around and hire, though, and tell you how bad guns are forevermore about this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You can't even have a wedding in peace anymore due to those gunners, due to those crazy whacked out.
They say that the gun was accidentally bumped by somebody and it caused it to fire, but you wouldn't understand it. The bullet tore a hole in his pants and ricocheted off the marble floor, but you wouldn't understand that by the headline. The headline reads, "After Shooting."
There's not really a shooting at all. It's a big old manipulated mainstream press lie.
Yep, it shows you how they work it.
Yeah, they ought to somehow have video of that clip to put in the movies. Wouldn't that be cool? All right. I guess inside a counterfeit, Facebook farm, what the heck are you talking about, Kurt? Counterfeit Facebook farm?
Well, you know, and I wanted to understand this more. You know, I mean, we live in this world of technology, and I don't know of anybody who's more high-tech, at least that I can talk to, than you, Sam. And so when I see a story that says, inside a counterfeit Facebook farm, you know, where they talk about these likes. And, you know, we hear that Hillary has more fake Facebook fans than
anybody else,
you know,
buddy.
Anybody
Absolutely.
Else. You know, maybe you could enlighten us how a counterfeit Facebook farm
Well, let me tell you, you know how the mainstream press tried to mock Ron Paul back in the presidential day in 2008 and 2012, Kurt, and they said, listen, he's got a bunch of fake people donating to his account, and it turned out to be not fake people at all, but real people that showed up at rallies and put money into the cause, and it was very real, not fake at all. Well, the reason they accused him of being fake is because that's what they do, Kurt. and they thought he was doing the same thing they were. The bottom line is he wasn't. He was truthful. Now they're fake and got caught. This is proof of it. What they do is they create this whole virtual reality scenario that they have all this support. They got a bunch of bots out there supporting Hillary. They got a bunch of bots out there supporting Donald Trump and their minions. They got Jeb Bush fake followers everywhere. And this Facebook fake or counterfeit Facebook farm, what they do is they create these virtual reality scenarios where you got these computer minions that pretend like they're real people. And they want you to believe that there's serious support for their efforts if you're not smart enough to realize it's all fake. It's kind of like we catch them in my speech, He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, having fake callers into their radio programs. Okay, the mainstream press, everything they do is manufactured and fake, Kurt. We're probably bigger than half the TV shows and radio shows they've got. But they're not going to let you know that. I'm telling you right now, they won't let you know that at all. James?
No, Sam, you're 110% right, absolutely 100% right about the fact that, you know, everything, very few things are as they seem, and I have considered that many, many times, you know, if true analytics were performed and a true assessment of the reach of what we're doing here with the alternative media, and it was compared and contrasted with some of the well-known high power and funded opposition, you know, where we would stack. But no, I mean, you know, this is you know, something that people should not be disheartened about. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Don't let the media convince you that we are powerless and there's not a great number of people behind us. We do have a problem with apathy. We do have a very serious problem with people being, you know, outlandishly uninformed on the issues. I mean, most people, I am 100% in favor of literacy tests before people should be eligible to vote. You know, having a basic, you know, at least grade school comprehension of how.
I think people ought to own property personally, but hey, that's just me.
You know, listen, you don't want to talk about taking America back. You go back to some of those restrictions. And listen, you know, it's not just along racial lines. This is something, you know, a hell of a lot of white people shouldn't be able to vote either. And I'm not talking about because they disagree with us on politics. Maybe they're liberals, atheists, whatever. That's fine. You should have at least a basic cursory understanding. Anyway, that really has nothing to do with what you were talking about. But
It has everything to do with it, ladies and gentlemen, because we got an upside-down world, and the direction to solve America's problems is clear. Keep the commandments of God, focus on God, family, and country, focus on the protection of life, liberty, and property, remain true to your cause, remain true to your people, remain true to all the things that matter, and keep working at it. And you know what? You do your best, and God will take care of the rest. It's that simple. In fact, there's a guy in Queens. What do they say, Queens man, Kurt? This guy's, he's on the dole, isn't he?
Great point, Sam. You know, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, there's much news available. You know, thank you for being alongside with us. Thanks,
wait a minute. You got to tell
James
me about
Edwards.
This headline, Kurt.
You know, I can't remember the story.
All right. Kurt sends me stories, and then he can't remember
sorry.
Them. I'll tell you the story. Hold on. Queens man left father's body in morgue for over a year because he wanted to steal his dad's
Social Security money. Now,
however,
how to fix that? You eliminate Social Security.
Good
no
point.
More problems.
However,
like
we're going to get this man for doing this, but we're going to leave Barack alone for stealing people's Social Security numbers. Got it?
Good point.
God bless America.
Thanks for being alongside with the ride, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved. I declare, we declare, this nation shall endure.